Rosa means money.
Chuck is mean shoes. Chuck is mean shoes.
Val means ear.
What? Shushy means rabbits.
Achidevla means God bless you.
It's passed by word of mouth and has been spoken for generations. The Romani language, like those who speak it, always existed on the fringes of society. And unlike the world's classic languages, such as English and French, it was never written down. But now all that could change. A team of researchers from Manchester University in the north of England has developed an internet website, pulling together different dialects and enabling Romanis in Western Europe to communicate with communities as far apart as Russia and Norway. Chat rooms have never been so popular.
We're hoping to raise awareness of the language, to celebrate Romani as one of the larger minority languages in Europe, and especially to celebrate the diversity of Romani, because we have a great number of different dialects. Some of them have been influenced by different European languages, so they differ in many ways, but they are also very, very similar and people can understand one another.
For the Romanis themselves, having their own website has brought 21st century modern technology into sharp focus.
If we take language from us, take our culture from us, we're no different from anybody else. Not if we want to be any special, we're any better than anyone else. But we are a different people.
Romani students say the work will protect traditions and help future communities.
It will help me to communicate with representatives of different Roma communities, because my work is connected with protection of Roma people, and of course I have to communicate with people and I have to understand them and to be understandable as well.
The new website is designed to bring together the different dialects of a language spoken in 42 countries. It'll provide the information on how Romani words are spelt, making it easier to teach and to learn. The Romanis themselves have suffered years of persecution, often simply vilified or ignored, and it's hoped their own website will enable the culture and traditions to not just survive, but be allowed to flourish. Russell Trott, BBC News.